Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings on the line with us. His team headed down to Tampa to play Alabama Thursday night in the SEC tournament. Coach, what's going on this morning?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
Doing good. You leaving early to go catch Cardinal spring training, or what's going on?
Yeah, I wish.
Take some BP?
Yeah, wait, that's all I need about right now. But no, just getting ready to head to Tampa and see if we can't go down there and stick around for a while and play a few games.
With your team playing its best ball of the season, you really got to like the opportunity that's in front of you this week as you head down there for the tournament.
Well, Kevin, I'm excited about playing, and yet we're probably, even in our first round game, playing somebody that's just as hot as we are. I mean, Alabama's been playing very well, been playing their best basketball of the season as well. So it should be a very entertaining game, I would think. I think that it's obviously a good first round matchup, but we're excited to go down there. We're excited about playing, and I'm excited to see how these young guys respond to a tournament atmosphere.
To go back to Sunday and the win over Arkansas, talk about the defensive job you did in the second half on Courtney Fortson, and especially Jermaine Beal. He scored 16 in the first 20 minutes, but you held him to 2, and you know that was a big key in you guys getting the win.
Well, it was, and you know he was really hurting us at halftime. Although he wasn't hurting us quite as badly as I thought when we got to halftime and he had 16 points. I just felt like he was absolutely annihilating us. And then I looked down and he had taken 15 shots already to get those 16 points. So it wasn't quite as bad as I thought. And then Jermaine and the rest of our guys did a great job in the second half. And I believe he was 1 of 12 from the field in the second half. So we did an awfully good job on him as a team in the second half. And Jermaine certainly was the primary guy in that.
Kevin, the one constant down the stretch has been the consistently good play of A.J. Ogilvy. Just talk about his about-face. And obviously, health had a lot to do with it, too. But what about the maturation factor of this all?
Well, I think that, you know, A.J., for whatever reason, we went into this season and he felt like there was a lot put on his shoulders. Maybe I put too much on him. And, you know, Mark, I'm not shy about saying to a guy, hey, you know, A.J., you're a guy. I think that was a little unsettling for him, and so I certainly take some responsibility for that. I think early in the season he felt an abundance of pressure, and that was unfortunate, and probably a lot of it was caused by me, not intentionally, but just sort of in a roundabout way. And then the injury to his foot, then the sickness, and I think there was just sort of a snowball effect there for a while. When he came out of it, he really came out of it well. And as soon as he started playing with some consistency and playing effectively, we started winning. And I would tell you that's about 10 games ago, because we're 7-3 in our last 10. So, it really directly, reflected AJ's play, and he's been very solid for us.
Yeah, but you say that, Kevin, as it was a bad thing, I think, on Ogilvy as far as your decision you made to lean on him early, but I think there was really no choice. You had to, because of the younger players that just weren't that far along yet, and you have to lean on guys like that, right?
Well, you do, Frank, but I guess in retrospect, knowing what I know now and knowing that for him to hear that he had to be the man was a little bit unsettling for him. I wouldn't have changed my behavior much. I would have just changed my words. I wouldn't have said it to the team. I wouldn't have said it to the team or to him. I wouldn't have, and not that I called him out that much on what his responsibility was, because AJ's a guy that always plays hard, but it just was unsettling to him to hear all of that, I think. And he was able to come in as a freshman and really fly under the radar and have Foster and Gordon and all those guys and just sort of be another guy. And he was a really, really, really good another guy. But this year, it was a little bit of an adjustment for him to sort of take that step up into the primary, role position. And so I probably just put a little bit too much on him. But he certainly played awfully well the last couple of weeks.
Kevin, another freshman, you know, who's really impressed me, and only because a lot of freshmen, if they don't play well early on, you don't want to say they go into the tank, but they lose their confidence. But Brad Tinsley, you know, really shows you something because, you know, he can sort of disappear for a while, and he has shown the ability to get it together. He's not afraid to take the important shot, and that's a characteristic you have to like in a freshman. And by the way, he's been hitting a lot of those shots.
Yeah, he's been shooting the ball very well. It's funny because I'll look down at the stat sheet, Mark, and Brad will have 15 points on six shots and 14 points on five shots. And he's a guy that gives you a lot of bang for your buck in terms of how often he shoots the ball. And people try pretty hard to keep him covered up because he is our best perimeter shooter. But I'm with you. I'm a big Brad Tinsley fan. I think he's an awfully good college player and has had a terrific freshman year for us. And I think he's going to be one of those guys that over the course of his career that people are going to look at and say when he's a senior, you know, hasn't he been there for about 8 years now? He's just kind of one of those guys. But I'm real high on Brad, and we're real glad that he's playing the way he's playing.
Yeah, you might have a whole handful of guys from this group that people are saying that about.
I hope so.
As you look toward Alabama on Thursday night, you guys saw him about a month ago here in Nashville, and you were able to win a pretty close game. What improvement or what difference have you seen in Alabama down the stretch as they've played better basketball as well?
You know, Kevin, I think the biggest thing that you notice is going into our game with them the last time, they were shooting, I don't know, 31%, 32% from three. Their numbers were pretty low from three. In the last eight games as a team, they've shot about 40% from three. So I think the biggest thing has been their ability to make the three-point shot and utilize it as a weapon. That's the biggest difference in what they're doing right now and when we played them the first time.